AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The police chief in Fresno, California, says the shooting death of three white men in his town are hate crimes.
Corey Muhammad is not a terrorist, but he is a racist. And he's filled with hate, and he set out this past week to kill as many people as he possibly could.
Chief Jerry Dyer says Muhammad also admitted to killing an unarmed 25-year-old security guard last week because he disrespected him. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the international nuclear deal with Iran is bound to fail and won't stop Iran from becoming a nuclear state.
An unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path as North Korea.
Tillerson is leaving open the possibility that the Trump administration will uphold that agreement anyway. An Arkansas judge grants a temporary restraining order blocking the state from using a lethal injection after a drug company argued it was misled about the use of its drug. The ruling has the potential of halting the state's plan to put several men to death by the end of this month. And it came just after the state Supreme Court granted a stay to one of two men scheduled to be executed tomorrow night. A tragic crash in Las Vegas, Nevada, shows how recalled Takata airbags are making it into used cars. AP Auto writer Tom Krischer provides details.
The people that bought it and fixed it up used a salvaged airbag from a 2001 Honda Accord, one of the dangerous airbags. They fixed it up and resold it to the girl's family. Then when she got in the wreck, the inflator ruptured and she was badly injured.
Krischer reports that Honda has been buying up such salvaged airbags, some 60,000 so far, but the problem is that it is legal for airbag assemblies or other recalled parts subject to be pulled out of wrecked cars and sold by junkyards to repair shops that may not even know the danger. This is AP Radio News. Las Vegas police say they are searching near the city's downtown for a 32-year-old man who is wanted for today's apparently random knife attacks that left one man dead, another badly injured. Authorities say Richie Briones is considered armed and dangerous. Serena Williams is pregnant, and based on the timeline she's offered, she's already was when she won the Australia Open back in January. Spokeswoman for the tennis star tells the AP that the 35-year-old Williams is expecting a baby in the fall. She has not competed since winning her 23rd Grand Slam title some 12 weeks ago. She announced in late December that she was engaged to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. In Rio last summer, Michael Phelps said this.
The last time you'll ever see me in the water racing again.
But the winner of 23 gold medals now tells the AP that he may get the itch again to get back into the pool. But for now, he's enjoying time with his wife, Nicole, and their son, Boomer, who turns one in a couple of weeks. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big.